Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone, and thank you so much for taking the time to join us this evening on At Home with Victoria. We are live in the nation's capital, where it has been extremely hot, although I have to admit, today wasn't that bad of a day. Well, listen, everybody, I've got a very, very exciting young man that we are going to talk to tonight. I've had the opportunity to see him in person at numerous charity events in the D.C. area. Amore J. Couture is going to join us on the line this evening and spend the entire 30 minutes with us on the show. He has this fabulous fashion show that is going to be coming up in August, and that is why he's going to be on to talk about that. So you want to make sure you grab a pen and pencil to get all of the information that you need for that. One thing that I love about what he's doing, it's not only a fashion show, part of the proceeds are also going to go to charity, and also he's going to tell us a little bit more about that itself. So let's see if we can get him on the line. The phone lines are lighting up like crazy, but we want to go ahead and get him on the line first to talk about his event, and then we'll go ahead and take some questions after that. Amore, are you there?
Hello.
Thank you so much for being with us. You're live with Victoria. How are you?
I am super. How are you, love?
I am good, darling. I'm so excited to talk to you about this event you've got coming up.
Honey, the city is raving, and they should rave because Amore J. Couture is doing the fashion show, okay?
Actually, and that is true. I don't know if you noticed when my producer wrote your description today for your show, she said something like, there are fashion shows in Washington, D.C., but it's usually different when it's produced by Amore J. Couture. So that is true.
Okay. They better know it, because I am going to turn this city upside down. They have not yet to experience what avant-garde fashion is. Sweetie, I am going to shut this city down in one night.
And I completely believe you. So tell us the date, the time, when the fashion show
is,
and also what everyone can expect at the show.
Well, the fashion show is August the 1st at the Arc Theater campus, which is located on 1901 Mississippi Avenue, Southeast. Yeah, Southeast is a whole new place now. So it's an awesome theater campus, and the fashion show starts at 7 p.m. And I will say this. I'll say the show has been blessed so much so far because all of the online tickets have been selling out like crazy. However, we still do have door space left. So if people want to just show up and pay at the door, hey, you're more than welcome to.
And what's the price there at the door?
The pricing is $20. We want everyone to experience this. This is something that we want everyone to partake in. So we charge $20 to experience the Amore Couture experience.
And you know what? I think, too, and I, you know, obviously have had the opportunity to see a lot and do a lot in my life as a television news anchor and reporter, and $20 for an event like that, I just think it's very generous. I really do.
Oh, it is. It really is. But at the same time, the calls that we're raising at the fashion show for HIV and AIDS, we want everyone to hear those messages. We want everyone to, if they may even know a friend that knows a friend that may need counseling, and they just want to just grab a pamphlet or anything, we're going to have counselors here. We're going to have us helping us here on site at the Arc Theater, passing out information, on-site testing. We'll have the vans here. It's going to be a very, very comfortable but safe atmosphere just to come out and get what you need to get regarding HIV and AIDS awareness. You never know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was something that once I started following you on Facebook and just seeing your excitement about the show that I really liked about it. And one thing that I love that, you know, not even including yourself, but all of you guys and women that have these different shows in D.C., I just love so much the charity aspect of it because, you know, Washingtonians are just such giving people. So when I saw that aspect of what you were doing, I was just blown away with it, and I just think it's absolutely wonderful, so that it's not only a fashion show. You're obviously going to have a great evening and see some very avant-garde pieces, as you talked about, but also, more importantly, you know, it's also a place where you can come and be educated and get testing as well.
Definitely.
Well, thank you so much. We do have someone on the line, so let's see if this is someone that has a question.
Oh, my gosh, a fashion friend.
Or one of, yeah, it could be one of your friends, so let's see who it is. Hi, caller, you're on the air with Victoria and Amor J. Couture. Did you have a question or comment you wanted to make?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, caller, you're on the air. I guess we'll get back to that caller because it's funny, when I started saying that you were going to be on, the phones really sort of lit up like crazy, so we'll get back to that.
Oh, my God,
caller.
I'm so nervous. You know why I should be nervous, though.
Why?
Well, I'm not really nervous, but I'm just anticipating so much media and press to come out to this show because, you know, what I did before the show was I went around D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, and I critiqued other people's fashion shows.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they've heard about it, but I have this video that's doing amazing on YouTube called The Most Ghetto Fashion Show.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's called The Most Ghetto Fashion Show, and I read that show from the kitchen to the closing. I mean, I let them, if your walk was a mess, my God, you should have not been on the runway. Like, I told the people what they needed to hear. So
right,
now
right.
that I'm having my show come up, I invite them all to come out and see what I can do, how a professional show should be ran.
Well, now I see why you said you're perhaps a little bit nervous because you did go around and critique other people's shows. So you better believe folks that are going to be at your show will critique you, your show, and do the exact same thing.
Okay, honey, they're going to be boycotting all kinds of stuff on the day of my show, but it's fine. I love it. Even more publicity.
Well, I love it.
Yeah.
Talk about some of the designers, because I know that there are going to be, what, 7 to 8 designers there, and some of the designing is actually you. So tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, well, we have 8 select designers. Some of them are vets in the Apparatus Project, and by vets, that means that they've showcased before. We're showcasing Diallo, which is phenomenal in the Washington, D.C. area. He's been featured in D.C. Fashion Week and so many others. We're having Faye Leon, which is Kim Dixon. She's a fair new designer, but she's awesome as well. We have a designer named Viola Ricci, who I am ecstatic to see on the runway because his clothes do so well in Japan. His jackets sell for, oh, my God, the prices are just ridiculous. And he does so well that I had to have him in my fashion show, and he's coming down from Baltimore to bless my fashion show with his collection.
That is absolutely wonderful. So it sounds like you're certainly getting the support that you need as well for this.
Yeah, I love all the support I'm receiving from my fashion friends. This has been an amazing experience. This fashion show has been pretty much me pouring my full self into the show. That's why I'm calling the show a resurrection, because to me, I feel like this is my first time. This is my first chance to pretty much prove, not even to prove, but to show who I am. This is Amor J. Couture. Come out and see me. Be resurrected.
Absolutely. Now, I do want to mention all of our friends, Amor, that we have inside the chat room that's joining us this evening to listen to you and also make their comments. And so far, Cheryl, who's one of my faithful listeners, Cheryl Wood, she says that she loves the idea that, you know, you've got this fashion with a passion, but also for change. Actually, that was Lisa who said that, fashion with passion for a change. And Cheryl basically says that that it's just such a positive cause in what you're doing. So you're a hit so far inside the chat room, and they love that second component that we talked about having the on-site testing and folks there to talk about AIDS and HIV and that. So they love that idea of what you're doing there.
Well, thank you. Well, this actually extends from losing a friend. And I don't like to say that we're in this lifestyle, because, to be honest, it can happen to anyone's lifestyle, to be honest, you know. But it happened to someone that was close to in my age group. And I was like, oh, my God, you know, young people really do die, you know. It
right.
hit me just like that, because it was just that real. And I was thinking, you know what, this could be me, you know. So
now, how long ago did that incident happen when that sort of shook you up?
That was my first show, Apparatus Part 1. That was last year. And Apparatus was meant to pretty much just be a show and to move on, but it did so well, and the community really did enjoy it. And people were so impressed. how they got the feeling of to being able to be away from D.C. to overseas in one night. But I was like, why not brand this and bring it back for a part two?
Exactly. You know, something else that I like what you're doing, and you talked about this at the top of the hour, the location that you're having it in Southeast D.C., and I love what you said about Southeast D.C. is changing, so it's not the old Southeast D.C. that a lot of people may associate with the city. So I certainly have to say, if you have not been to Southeast D.C. in quite some time, this would be a really great opportunity to go to his show and also get a chance to see a little bit of the city. So I love the idea that you are having the fashion show in that part of the city, because you and I both know, you know, a lot of people when they have events and things in Washington, a lot of them aren't happening in Southeast. They're in the other areas, areas of the city. So I think that's great that you're having it there, really.
You better speak on it, Victoria. I mean, when I tell people that the show is in Southeast, honey, they get the running. They get the, do I need police? Do I need security? Do I have to leave my stuff at home? Girl, please, look at me. And then look at the show.
Exactly.
Would you think I would put you in danger?
Right, exactly. So, no, and I can definitely speak to that personally myself, because I was born and raised in D.C., and I was born and raised in Southeast. I am a product.
Really?
I sure am, and very, very happy to say that and tell people whenever they ask me. So I can certainly say I have no problems going to Southeast D.C. My mother still lives there, so if the news lady can go there and be okay, I think anyone can go there and be okay. Exactly. So I just, like I said, when I saw the location that you were having it, I just thought that was a great opportunity for, you know, for people that may not have been there, or if you haven't been there in a while, to go over to Southeast and experience what it looks like. I mean, like even something like I was there a couple of days ago. I have a very, very good friend of mine who's visiting in town from Decatur, Illinois, and I was so thrilled that there's an IHOP on Alabama Avenue. So we went down to Haynes Point and did our walking, and then we drove over there, and I sat down and had breakfast with her. So, and I'm just saying that to say is that, you know, if you haven't been over there, there's a lot of new stores and a lot of new things.
The area has changed.
Yes.
So much. It has changed. So I wish people would just let it go of what they hear. We're not saying that it's this whole holy heaven, because you got to be street smart.
Right.
But what we're saying is that they are definitely doing huge changes, because they have a Harry Cedar? Oh, something cute on Pennsylvania Avenue, like with the organic foods. Oh, my God, you better work organic market.
Yes.
I will be there getting my apple in the morning.
And I have to tell you, you're so cute. I absolutely love Harris Teeter. So you and I are definitely on the same page when it comes to that. So I would certainly continue to tell you forward as you have more events in the city, to continue to do what you're doing and to, you know, to bring them to places like Southeast, because, you know, there's probably a lot of people who live in Southeast D.C. who may not get a chance to go to other parts of the city to see a fashion show or to go to, top-notch events that we have in the city. So for it to be in their own backyard, that may be an opportunity for them to even come out and to go to an event like that they would never get a chance to go to. Don't you agree?
Absolutely correct.
So I'm just so happy that they're having it there. I just think that's absolutely wonderful. And, again, I just want to thank everybody who is visiting us inside the chat room. There's some folks in the chat room that says that there are some really cool places to visit in Southeast D.C., like some of the museums, and that is absolutely, absolutely true. So thank you, Michael, Cheryl, Lisa, and all of the guests that we have inside the chat room that is listening to our show so far this evening. And if you are just joining us, basically we're talking about this fabulous fashion show that Amore J. Couture has that is going to be coming up in August. So he was very nice enough to join me on
August
the show.
August 1st.
Yes, to join me on the show to talk about it. And he did mention, if you're joining us, that all the tickets are basically pretty much sold out online, but you can still go to the event because they have a certain amount that they're reserved for folks that are going to be coming there at the door. So you can still go ahead and get your tickets right there on site that day. And I do have an email, because during the show there's a lot of folks that email me and ask me questions that to ask you. And there's an email from a young lady who is actually in visiting, not visiting, but emailing from Chicago, Illinois, and she says her question is, the models, if you could talk about the type of models that you use for your shows. Do you use all shape and sizes?
Well, for this show, we were definitely going for a polished look. We definitely wanted to represent the gowns at their best. However, we did have models that some of them are short, some of them, not all, but some of them have more curve than the next. But at the same time, we kind of wanted a cohesion with the females. But we will throw in a few splits and flats everything in there. But I guess it's a little bit of body diversity going on.
I think that's absolutely wonderful. Because, you know, the fact of the matter is all of us women have different curves and shapes and sizes. So it's great to be able to look at a fashion show and see a body type that you can actually
relate to.
I think that's great. So this is another question. This is a young lady who said that she has been following the information that you've been putting out on through Facebook, and she says that there's a special tribute to Mr. McQueen, and she wanted to talk about that, and why do you love him so much?
Okay, well, Alexander McQueen is a legendary designer. There will be no one else after. It's kind of like losing to Michael Jackson. Like, there will never be another Alexander McQueen, because I liked what Alexander McQueen did with his clothing. His clothing were his stories. His clothing spoke what he wanted to convey. I believe that Alexander McQueen actually was also a producer, because his events would just be, they would be so extravagant, and how things would be set up. It was just amazing to see how he could definitely just put the message out there through his clothing of what he wanted to convey to his audience. And I don't think that anyone can ever replace Alexander McQueen. Which I want to put this in a good way, he passed from suicide. And this is also another way to relate back to HIV and AIDS. I'm not saying that he had this, but never know what people are going through. And we will have counseling and things here. So even if after the show or before the show, if someone wants to just get a card from somebody, just to talk to someone, because you never know what anyone is going through. I mean, we smile all the time, hey, girl, ha, ha, ha. But you don't know what's really going on with that person, you know? We're definitely going to have to provide it, because we would hate to lose another one like that.
And Michael, a friend of mine who is visiting and sat inside the chat room, specifically wanted me to ask you what is it about him, Alexander McQueen, that you personally identify with?
I believe I personally identify with his vision and how the way he produces things to be portrayed to the audience's eye, as in with my fashion show. This isn't just a fashion show, and I think that people will actually want to realize that once they sit down and see this show. This is the story of my life. These are, everything I produce is telling people about who I am. With this fashion show, I recall it as a resurrection, because I'm changing. You know, it's kind of like how an artist does a CD, and that CD is supposed to be about their emotions or feelings and things like that. Well, this, to me, is my music to my audience, you know?
Interesting. I like that. Yeah, I like that. So, and that's something that, you know, when you're out there in the audience, that you want us to see, to feel, and to breathe, and to be able to bring alive, that you're able to bring that alive to us on stage. So it is interesting in terms of what you talked about with Alexander McQueen, and that, you know, he was also a producer, because I guess anybody can try to put on a fashion show, but it's a difference between putting together a fashion show versus having something well produced that's actually going to tell a story at the same time.
That's correct.
Very, very, very much so.
I'm just so excited. I just want people to experience what a real presentation, what a fashion show should really be like. I want them to walk away just at awe, at amazement, and wanting more, you know, because I really want people to just experience. Like, we have people in my community that have never seen the outskirts of Washington, D.C. that have never even heard of the word couture. They think couture is like a soup or some type of food. It's fashion. Find out about it, you know? And I want people to experience that. Like, I can't wait to get to a point where I'm fully established and well-traveled. It's not going to be a place where I'm not going to visit, you know?
Right, yeah, I got you. Let me just tell you some of the comments inside the chat room, because I have to tell you, sweetie, you are so loved inside my chat room. There's a lot of
heart.
I know. So Lisa says, Vic, I love his energy, and she loves your enthusiasm and your vision and also your awareness for the cause of AIDS. Cheryl says that she saw some of your photos on Facebook and saw you posing with the fabulous Amy McNash. And did you guys ever work together? Did you and Amy ever work together?
Well, Amy is a fashion friend of mine. And pretty much what I mean when I say fashion friend is that someone that I can relate to in fashion. So I have so many fashion friends out here. It's like ridiculous. But I love all of my fashion friends. But me and Amy have not personally worked together, but I've been there to support her for some of her events, such as an event she had for her upcoming fashion show. I was there to MC for her, which is a fabulous networking event. So as fashion friends, we support each other.
I think that that is absolutely wonderful, because you and I both know, and everyone who's out there listening, there's always a lot of craziness as well as backstabbing that can go on in situations like this. So anytime I see people within the same industry support each other, I am always so happy to see that. So happy to see that. And in fact,
yes.
It was at Amy's event where I got a chance to see you a second time. The first time I met you, I think it was at Tiger Lily with Maima Carmo, the breast cancer awareness. And then
yes.
I happened to be in I was in Baltimore at Cheryl's event that she had over at the Frederick Douglass Museum, and I left Cheryl's event and came over to Amy's event because it happened to be around the corner, and then that was where you and I connected. And I just personally want to say, you know, every time that I'm out and about at charity events or working and I have the chance to see you, you always present yourself very well. You're always very energetic and happy about what you do. And I just want you to know, you know, you being that way, it makes everyone in your presence and around you very interested in what you do. So I really commend you on that, because, you know, it's very clear you love what you do, and that really makes all the difference in the world. So I'm just glad that you're able, you know, to bring these shows for the community, for everyone to come see, especially being in Southeast D.C. So I just think you're doing a fantastic job. I really, really do. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
Well, I just want to thank you, Victoria, just for having me on, because this experience alone has been awesome for me. I just want to thank you for giving me that chance. Thank you.
Hey, any time. And you know, I told you I'm actually going to try to rearrange my schedule so that I can be there at your show, because I would hate to hear about it secondhand and look at the pictures and I not actually be there to see it myself. So I do think I'm going to be able to be there and come to the show, because I did promise you that. But listen, we've only got a couple more minutes left, so give us the information once again, how much it is at the door, since you can get tickets there, the location, the date, and the time again, before we hang up.
Okay, but before I go on, Victoria, you have to be there. We will have your seat waiting. We will have the girls at the front door escorting to the red carpet with those pumps on. We are ready for you, okay? But anyway, the information about the show is August the 1st, Experience Emorje Couture with Apparatus Part 2, The Rapture of Nasir Sligne, 8 Featured Designers. The fashion show starts at 7 p.m., and the tickets at the door are $20, but you can go online at apparatus.eventbrite.com and get your last 10 tickets, okay?
Okay, I think you have basically said it all together. Sweetie, thank you so much for taking the time, and make sure you tell Nikki, your public relations or press person, she's absolutely wonderful. I love her. So professional, because she is the one that I work with in getting this interview together today, everyone. And a lot of times when you work with someone's PR person or publicist, sometimes, you know, they're not always the greatest. I can't lie, people to say to work with, but I absolutely adore her. She's wonderful. So you've got a really, really good team there behind you. So make sure you pass along that message to her.
I have the baddest girls on my team. Nikki Osei, Ramona Jones, Tiffany Edwards, they are making this show a success.
Well, I'm glad you got a chance to mention all of the names because I truly, truly believe that. Amor J. Couture, everyone who's joining us so far this evening on At Home with Victoria. Don't forget, all of his show information is going to stay here, and I hope to see all of you there on Monday. Make sure you say hi to me, and I know you're going to say hi to him because he's not going to let you leave without saying hello, so that is a given. Amor, sweetie, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
All righty. Thank you, Victoria. I'll see you at the runway.
Yes, you will. Thank you so much. And everyone, thank you so much for taking the time to join us this evening. And that is, you know, that's one thing that I love about all of these events and things that go on in D.C. is that, you know, you take someone like Amor J. Couture, he's not only having this fashion show, but what's more important about it that I think, you know, he has that second component to it that we're talking about AIDS, we're talking about HIV. So there's actually going to be people there on site testing for that and also giving you any information that you need. So I just think that that is absolutely wonderful. I always have to give a special shout out to Michael and to Cheryl and to Lisa and my regular crew that joins us inside the chat room. And also we've had some guests here this evening that's been joining us as well. Michael, I want to thank you so much for all the great comments that you mentioned to me on Facebook tonight, on my new pictures that I put up. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. In any event, I will see you guys tonight on Facebook. I've got another show coming up on Thursday at 8 o'clock Thursday night. This is going to be a good one. So everyone knows D.C. Has got a new show out, the D.C. Housewives on Bravo. So that's what we're going to be talking about. Howard is going to join me. Howard basically works with the couple that got caught up in the whole White House controversy, the Shillelaghs. So Howard works hand-in-hand with them, and he is going to join me to talk about that whole situation. So I'm really looking forward to that. So in any event, everyone, thank you so much. The show is over. I'm about to run out of time. I love you, and I will be back on the air again Thursday. Thank you so much for joining me. Have a good one.